Morti. E la città.
Om Shanti. Today, Shiva, Father, the creator of the Trinity,
Trimurti,
is congratulating the children in three ways. The children have come to greet the father, to congratulate the father. And the father, in return, is greeting the children in three ways. Or is giving three forms of greetings. One is the greeting or congratulations for Shiv Baba's birthday, and the second is greetings or congratulations for the Diamond Jubilee, and the third greeting is the third type of congratulation is for the great service all of you are doing with all your zeal and enthusiasm, and therefore three forms of greetings to all the children in all four directions are being given by Bab Dada.
Bab ke paas.
Bab Dada means Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba both become combined, and that is Bab Dada.
Okay.
The news of the service which you do with great zeal and enthusiasm reaches Bap Dada. Not possible at any other time in the whole Kalpa, because
sorry, Kalpa me.
In which, whether you are deity souls, or whether you are great souls, or whether you are ordinary souls, it is human souls celebrating the birthday of human souls.
Or is Sangam Par.
And at this time of the confluence celebrating whose birthday? You are celebrating the birthday of the Supreme Soul.
Or Paramatma. Bab.
And the Father, the Supreme Soul, is celebrating the birthday of the children. Even in Golden Age and Silver Age, the Supreme Soul will not celebrate the birthday of you souls, nor will you celebrate the birthday of the Supreme Soul there. Therefore, you are so fortunate, you are multi-million times fortunate souls. Did you ever think of how elevated your fortune is even in your dreams? Did you ever think of this fortune? Not even in your dreams you must have thought of it.
Art.
However, you are celebrating now in the corporeal form the birthday of the Supreme Soul. So you are very, very happy about it, aren't you? Very happy, are you? In this group, whether you are from Bharat or from foreign lands or you are residents of Madhuban, all of you who have reached here and are sitting in this gathering today, you all are so lucky.
Lucky.
Aren't you lucky? What song do you sing in your heart?
Vah,
my fortune. How great is my fortune? Vah means how great. And even the father sings the song, Vah, my children's fortune. How great is the fortune of my children. There is a special group sitting here of the main servers of different countries, the teachers. Aren't you here? So, you are the souls who are reaping the instant fruit of your service. Father is very happy to see his such special children. Special elevated children. Who is more happy? Is the father more happy to see you, or are you more happy to see the father? And children say both are happy to see each other. Or is the father more happy to see you? Or you are more happy to see the father. That's what someone said. We are more happy to see the father. Papa says, "Acha, okay." Today, Bab Dada is seeing the special necklace of the special silver diamonds of all four corners. You are the special diamonds in the rosary of Bab Dada's neck, around Bab Dada's neck. Aren't you that? Aren't you the special diamonds in the rosary around Bab Dada's neck? Or are they some other ones? Or are they you? Not others, only you? Are they you or are they others?
Look, get the air.
People say, that there is a rosary of 108 beads. But the rosary of you diamonds around Bab Dada's neck is so long. 108 will be only one part of you. Maybe those sitting on the floor, you are even more than 108. All of you at the back are also in the rosary, aren't you? First, those at the back. Those at the back are very happy. Baba does not forget anyone, so he's always reminded, he remembers those at the back. So Baba say, see, this is the instant fruit of your renunciation. You renounced your seat in the front, and Bab Dada remembers those sitting at the back more, and he congratulates them more. Don't be discouraged, those sitting in the front, because Baba has something more for you. And he starts saying, and those sitting on the floor, they are congratulated even much more than those sitting at the back. Yes, those sitting in the front on the floor, you should clap now. also speciality of each child. Even though you have not become perfect yet, you are effort maker still. However, there isn't a single child of the father who does not possess any speciality. Everyone has his speciality. The greatest speciality of all is that you, all of you, are in the list of the few out of the multi-millions who have recognized the Father. This is your greatest speciality. Why this is a speciality? Because at this time there are many, many so-called great souls in the world, so many great scholars, even the big gurus and sannyasis who give themselves the title 1008 Jagat Guru, World Guru, or there are the very learned scholars of the scriptures, or even the Mahamandleshwars, the other gurus. But to not know the Father they do not know the Father, and you children have recognized the Father, haven't you? To recognize the Father is such a big speciality. You say from the heart, my Baba, don't you? You say the word my and claim the rights from Baba, is it not?
Toh isko
What will this be called?
Jisne paap ko.
It will be said that the one who has recognized the Father, who has understood the Father, then the recognition or understanding of the Father is the speciality of the intellect. It is also the power of discrimination. And you all have possessed this speciality of the power of recognition or power of discrimination. This power is very elevated in you. So, all of you have come to celebrate, haven't you? Today is the day to celebrate, is it not? Or do you want to keep hearing? Do you want to hear the Murli or do you want to celebrate? Yes, you have to hear also. It is said Shivratri, the night of Shiva. But for you, is it the night? Are you in the night? Baba is talking about the unlimited day and night, not the physical night. So Baba is asking, is it night for you? And they say, no. Then what is it?
Yeah. Sangam.
It is the confluence, someone says. Confluence of the night and the day.
Amrit
Vela. It is Amrit Vela, the time of nectar before the dawn. What time is it for you? It's Amrit Vela, the time of dawn, or before the dawn. You have come out of the night, haven't you? Or are you still in the night? Or is there still part of the night? Has it taken leave from you? Has the night taken leave from you? Because night means darkness. So does any type of darkness still come in you, or is all the darkness finished? Here Baba is referring to the darkness of ignorance. So is the darkness finished, or is there any part of darkness still left in you?
Amrit Vela. Sada. Vartan ka samay.
The period of Amrit Vela, the time of nectar, is the time to take the blessings from the Father. Therefore, what do you receive every day? You receive blessings, don't you? That the Father comes in the night, but for us it is Amrit Vela, the time of nectar. It means the confluence when the night is finishing and the day is coming. It is the golden morning, or yes, the diamond morning. Do you see yourself in that blessed form?
Maya.
Or does Maya make you forget your blessings? Hope Maya does not make you forget your blessings, does it? Does Maya come to you? Does Maya come to you? Here Baba is referring to Maya, means the vices, sex, lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego. Baba is asking, does Maya come to you?
The last kadi takai.
Maya will come till the last moment. It will not take leave of you just like that. However, Maya's task is to come to you, and your task is to drive it away from a distance. You should not allow it to come close to you. It shouldn't be that it comes too close to you and then you make effort to drive it away. No, because that time of Maya coming too close to you is over. Even if Maya comes and it comes and shakes you and then you make effort to drive it away, that in that so much time is wasted. However, but with the power of silence, you should be able to drive away Maya from a distance. Can you recognize Maya from a distance too? Just as with the power of science, the scientific instruments, we can see the objects in a distance. Similarly, can you, with the power of silence, see Maya from a distance and drive it away immediately? You should not waste your time in confronting Maya now. Because if you are not vigilant, then Maya will come more and more to you, because Maya will really feel that you are not you, and you want Baba to drive it away. Why do you allow it to come, first of all? Why does Maya come to you again and again?
Har samay, har karam karte, darkar darshi.
It is because you.
See to par.
You do not sit on the seat of the knower of the three aspects of time every moment or whilst performing every action. You do not sit on the seat of the knower of three aspects of time. If you would do so, that is, if you would sit on the seat of the knower of three aspects of time, that is, if you would know the past, the present, and the future, keeping all these three aspects of time in mind, then you would not have to ask questions, why, what, when, how, because you are seated on the seat of three aspects of time, then no questions arise. Because beforehand itself you recognize it, you understand it, that all these things will come, adverse circumstances are bound to come. These adverse circumstances can come in any form. It can come through other souls, it can come through nature, matter, it can come through even your own waste thoughts. These adverse circumstances This is an adverse circumstance. But we remain stable. Today is a day to celebrate, no? So these things come to make you celebrate. Today is the day to celebrate. So this was like, bells ringing and they say, come on, celebrate. So what did you hear? The adverse circumstances are bound to come. They will come. However, if your stage is powerful, that is, if you are internally powerful, then the external circumstances are nothing compared to that. Which is greater, your own stage or the circumstances? The self stage. Or do the circumstances become stronger sometimes? Which is stronger? Or do circumstances become stronger sometimes? So, bells are ringing again, and maybe drama wants you to celebrate. So, as Baba has said, you have to be seated on the seat of the three aspects of time. Understand the past, present and future of everything before you perform any action. Don't see only the present. Sometimes when you see only the present, then the circumstances make the circumstances shake your stage, because you see only the present. But if you see all the three aspects of time, then your self stage will become stronger than the circumstances. Even in the world it is said, think before you do anything. Don't do anything hastily. Because if you do something hastily, then later on you may have to regret. If there is too much haste, then that may lead to waste. It may lead to repentance. And you may say, oh, how I wish I should not have done it. If I would not have done in this way, then this would not have happened. But to regret later on, it means that a lot of time is wasted afterwards. But if you think beforehand, then you will not have to regret later on. And this is the sign of a knowledgeable soul too, the one who thinks before he does. copper age and iron age.
अनेक प्रकार के पश्चातापी करते रहे.
You have been regretting a great deal for so many of your acts, have you not? But at the confluence age, confluence age, if there is still repentance, then you will not be called a knowledgeable soul. So prepare yourself to such an extent that never there is any chance, any need for you to repent even for 1 second. Therefore, in the Diamond Jubilee year, you have to pay attention to this. And make sure that during the whole day or throughout the day, none of your treasures are wasted. Neither the treasure of time is wasted, nor your treasure of thoughts is wasted. Both should not be wasted. There are so many treasures, but these are the two main ones. Time and thoughts. You have to pay attention to these two treasures. At every moment, let your thoughts be elevated, filled with pure feelings, and then check at the end of the day how many such type of thoughts you accumulated during the day. Because you have to accumulate now for the whole kalpa. The bank to accumulate for the whole kalpa opens only now at Sangam Yug. In Satyug it closes, because there this bank will not remain. Not even the other banks will be there. There will be so much wealth for everyone that there will be no need to have any money transactions, no need to take any money from anyone.
Bank
Why do people keep money in banks? Or why are there banks? First of all, there is safety if you keep in a bank. And secondly, you get interest. People are very clever, those who keep money in banks, because there are some who use only the interest, that's all, and the capital remains in the bank. And at this time, if you are really very clever, then you are very good. Keep on accumulating. Which treasures? The unlimited treasures. Baba is referring to that. But where do you use your interest? That you have to check. In golden age, neither will this spiritual bank be there. Nor will the worldly bank be there. There won't be need to accumulate anything. Both banks will not exist. At this time, this spiritual bank is the bank in which you get multi-million fold only for one. You give one and you get multi-million fold in return. But for that you have to first accumulate one, then only then you can get multi-million times of that. This account is accurate. First, it should be your turn to accumulate one, give one, then you will get multi-million times in return. This is the diamond jubilee year and you have to become diamonds. This is your determined thought, is it not? Or do your thoughts become weak sometimes and you begin to say, I don't know whether I'll be able to become a diamond. Do you say, I don't know? Hope you don't say this, I don't know. Let anything happen. You may have to renounce a great deal. You may have to do intense meditation for it. You may have to become very humble. Never mind. You may have to do anything. Let anything happen. And you may have to do a great deal for that, but you must become a diamond. Do you have the determined thought? Say, Haanji. Yes or no, Haanji? Do you have this determined thought? Haanji means yes, please. Yes. The brothers say, Panda. Now, be careful. It's very easy to say. It's very easy to say Haanji. The easiest thing to do. But to become that, for that you need a lot of attention. You'll have to pay a lot of attention to it. The first thing to renounce
yeah.
is the word I. This word I is a very old word, it's not a new word, but these days this word I is used in very many royal ways. The word I should finish. Instead of the word I, the word Baba should be used even in your language. See, it's a very ordinary thing to say in words, I am worthy, am I not? So when I say I am worthy, it means
salvation.
I need this, I need that. Because I am a worthy child, I am a serviceable soul, so I must get this, I must get that for myself, because I need facilities to do service. I do so much service now. Is the word I here right? Of course you do service. But then what is the harm if you say I? Is it wrong? Why is it wrong? Why it is not right? It is right, is it not, when you say I do so much service, because you really do service. But why is it wrong? Should you not say, I do service? Don't you do service?
Baba
does service. Baba gets it done through you, but you do it, don't you? Though Baba gets it done through you, but you do it, don't you? Baba is the Karavanhar, he gets it done through you. But it's you who is doing it, is it not? Then what is the harm if you say, I do it? Somebody is saying when you say, I do it, that is wrong. Even if you do use the word I, then what does that I refer to? Does it refer to the soul or does it refer to the body? Who is I? Is the soul or the body? Not the body, you know, when you say I, do you refer it to the body? No, to the soul. I, the soul. So even when you say I, at that time, the consciousness in you should be I, the soul. So when you use the word I, it's not wrong, it is right, but at that time, the consciousness should be that I, the soul, am doing it. If you say I in a body conscious way, then that is wrong.
A
So practice in this way. Whenever you say I, because you have to say I throughout the day, and you do say it many times in the whole day, and it's bound to come. It will come. Therefore, when you say I, at that time, let there be the practice of being aware of the self as a soul. When you say I, who am I? Actually, I am a soul. Do you say I for the body? You say my for the body, don't you? You say my body. Do you say I for the body? No. I is for the soul, and my is for the body. So when you say I, and you say it in a soul conscious stage, then at that time you remember the Father automatically. There's no need even to say that Baba is getting it done through me, because you are saying I in a soul conscious stage. I am a soul. Form this habit. Practice it in this way. Just as you have the habit, when you say I, you refer to your physical name, form, address. It's all natural in your mind. It's natural, is it not? When you say I, you refer it to the body. When you say I am Mr. So and so. So now you have to change this practice, because up to now the practice has been the wrong practice of saying I in a body conscious state, for which you don't have to think when you say I, because it has become so natural. Therefore, up to now I has been used in a wrong way, and now you have to invert it, because it's being used in the wrong way. The result is that you have to labor more. The efforts you have to make are harder, and the success or achievement is less comparatively. Many children say, I work so hard, I do so much service. But I don't get that much attainment. What is the reason for it? All get the same blessing from the Father, or is it different blessings for everyone? It's the same blessing either for the one who's 60 years in Gyan, and also for the one who's just 1 month old in Gyan. The blessing is the same. Even the treasures are the same. All are getting the same sustenance. Your daily routine is the same. The disciplines you have to follow are the same for all. It isn't that some get some disciplines to follow and others get other disciplines to follow. It isn't that the disciplines for double foreigners are different from the disciplines which the Bharatvasis have to follow. Is it like that? Little bit difference? Little bit difference? No difference?
To jump sub ek hai.
So if everything is alike and it's the same for all, then why some get success and some don't? Why some get less and some get more success? Why? Is it that the father gives less help to those who get less success? Or does he give most help to those who get more success? Do they get more success because they get more help from the father? Then why is there a difference? Sister is saying that they make, those who make Baba their companion, they get more success. So it is that one's fault, is it not, if the success is less? So when you say I in a body conscious state, then you have to work harder. So it is either I referred
to Satya.
It is I referred in a body conscious state, or sometimes sometimes on seeing someone else's success, one may envy that person or even may be jealous of that person on seeing another one's success. This jealousy does not allow you to serve from the heart. Yes, the service is done through the head. The head is used more, but the heart is not used that much because there is jealousy in the heart. And actually, the success or the reward or fruit is based on how much service you do from the heart. But there are many children who use their head much more than they use their heart. Actually, you have to combine both head and heart whilst doing service. You have a good brain, it is very good, you are lucky, use your brain in service. But don't use only your brain. Because if someone serves from the heart, then that soul remembers Baba also. very much in his heart. But if someone serves from his head only, then for some time, of course, the remembrance is there in the brain, in the head, and the thoughts come, yes, Baba is getting it done, I'm only an instrument. But after some time, again that ego comes, I do it. This is why combine the head and the heart, maintain a balance between the two, and then do the service. So, Baba has told you what you are still in the Diamond Jubilee year. You have to increase your account of accumulation in the Diamond Jubilee year. Do not give the excuse and say, well, Baba, I did not do anything wrong today. Baba, I did not give sorrow to anyone today. I had no problem with anyone today. It means that you did not lose anything. That's good. It's not bad that you did not lose anything. But how much did you gain? How much did you accumulate? You did service, but whilst doing service, did you maintain your spiritual stage and then did service? Because only then the success which you get is accumulated in your account. You used your time in service, that is good. But which method did you adopt whilst doing service? Many say that whole day I do so much service, I remain so busy in service whole day that I'm not able to care about myself also. You remain very busy in service, this is very good. But the instant fruit received from that service should be accumulated. So was it also accumulated, or did you have to only labor and not get that much success? Maybe you spent 8 hours in service, but during those 8 hours, did you also accumulate? Was your time accumulated? or half of the time was accumulated and half was spent only in running about here and there or thinking too much.
Srishta Sankalpa. Shubha Bhavana.
Pure thoughts, elevated thoughts, good feelings for everyone. If these type of thoughts arise in the mind, then they get accumulated in your account. So you have to check how much did you accumulate in your account. You should note down at the end of the day. Once your income keeps on growing, then you will become a diamond without fail. Some children, the thoughts are neither bad nor good. If your thoughts are not in the list of bad thoughts, it means you are saved. That's okay. But did your thoughts get accumulated in the account of good thoughts? Did you understand? You have to save everything, your time, your energy, your thoughts. Save it. The more you save it at this time, the more you save it and accumulate it, that on that basis will depend your future status, not only in the golden age, but also your worship-worthy stage in golden age and silver age, as well as your worshipper stage in copper age and iron age. When you enter copper age, it is the path of downfall. But even then, if you have accumulated enough now, then in copper age too, that accumulated account will be instrumental for making your images be worshipped in bhakti. Therefore, note all this. Then you will come to know how much time of yours was spent in ordinary thoughts, always thought and how much did you accumulate? So you have to pay attention to something more. If, for example, today you had very less amount of income, that is, you accumulated very little, do not be disheartened. Will you be disheartened if you accumulated very little? No, never be disheartened. On the contrary, you should think that you are still given a chance to accumulate. Feel enthusiasm in yourself. Competition be with yourself. Don't compete with others, but compete with your own self. For example, if today only 8 hours were accumulated, then tomorrow you will accumulate 10 hours. Do not be disheartened if you accumulated less today. Because you still have some time left for accumulating. The board of too late has not yet been put up. For the final result to be announced. Just as in the world, when exams are to be held, the date is announced much earlier. And once the date is announced of the exams, what do good students do? Do they become disheartened that the date of the exams is announced? Or do they really try hard and work hard and move forward? What do good students do? They work hard, is it not? So too, you should not become disheartened. On the contrary, become more enthusiastic and create the determined thought that I have to accumulate more and more. I should increase my account of income. Did you understand? Hope you don't get disheartened, and hope you will not get disheartened, because if you do, then Baba will have to work hard on you. Then you will start writing long letters to Baba. Baba, please, Baba, I don't know what has happened to me, Baba. This happened and that happened. Baba, please save me, Baba.
Dekho, aapke char chitron se jaake mangne karte hain.
See, on the path of devotion, people go to your images and pray, don't they? They say, save me, save me. It means you are the saviors. They pray to you. You are not the ones to be asking for being saved. You are the saviors because you have to save others. Many double foreigners think that we don't know whether we will also be worshipped, or is it just those of Bharat who will be worshipped? Who will be worshipped? Won't it be you also? Or will it be only those of Bharat who will be worshipped? Yes, you also. Therefore, remember that you are claiming a kingdom and also you are becoming worthy of worship. I am a soul worthy of worship. I am a soul who is a bestower. I am not the one who asks for myself. But I am the one who gives. Baba is already giving you so much. Did you ask from Baba and this is why he gave you? Or he is giving you on his own? You are not the, did you know how to ask from God? On the path of bhakti, what did you ask from God? Did you even know what to ask from Baba? You would say, God, give me a child. This is what you would ask from God. You would say, God, give me a good house. Or you would say, God, please pass me in my examination. This is what you would ask from God. You didn't even know what to ask from God or how to ask from God. You never knew that you could claim a kingdom from God. You never knew that you could claim the full inheritance from God. But see, Baba gave you everything even without your asking. He gave it in the form of inheritance to you. Did he keep anything with him? Even without your asking, he has given to you. Did you ever know that you could become the conqueror of the world? You could become a sovereign of the world? Did you ever even dream about it before? Also, you did not even know that you could become a Brahmin of Sangam Yoga. Even that you didn't know. Therefore, now accumulate. Because Bap Dada observed that children are working very hard. However, the account of accumulation is not as much as it should be. Once the date of the final is announced, at that time, if you say that you did not know, and you would be more attentive if you would have known the date earlier, but at that time, this type of excuse will not work. So, in the Diamond Jubilee year, accumulate in your account through good wishes, pure thoughts, serving from the heart. So through these different methods, increase your account of income. Did you understand what you have to do? What do you have to do? You have to accumulate. Bap Dada receives the account of all the children. On seeing, you have to check your own result at the end of the month. Don't keep on writing letters to Madhuban, but check your own account yourself and keep it with you. And after checking, what should you do? After checking, what should you do?
Change.
You should change. Don't be disheartened, but change. The Father is with you. And now make use of the Father. He's with you. You use very little of the Father. You only tell Baba, you only say that Baba is with you, Baba is with you, but you hardly make use of Baba. Use Baba. Well, this can be a good topic, is it not? How to use Baba. So Baba is saying, use Baba. If the Almighty Father is with you, then success is at your feet. It's not far away from you. You say that I'm combined with Baba, is it not? So, as you're combined with Baba, then pertaining to Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of Shiva, which is your memorial, in connection with Shiv Baba's birthday, which is your combined form? What is the memorial of your combined form? Shiv Shakti. Are you sure? Shiv Shakti combined with Shiva. So it is it only Shiv Baba's birthday or is it Shiv Shakti's birthday? Is Shiva separate from you? No. So the meaning of Shiv Shakti is that both of you are combined. You are combined with Shiva. You are Shakti, the goddess of power, and Shiva is the bestower. So you are combined with Shiva, and therefore Shiv Shakti. Can you be separated from Shiva? Then why do you become separated? It's combined, is it not? Then how does it get separated? If something is combined, then it cannot be separated. But the only thing is that Maya just turns your face away from Baba. It turns your face away. And then you get separated from Baba. I am a Shiv Shakti. Let this awareness be in you all the time. This is Shiv Shakti is actually the memorial of Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of Shiva. But now Shakti means the goddess of power. What about the brothers, the Pandavas? What are you? You are also Shiv Shaktis, aren't you? Or are you Shiv Pandav?
Yeah.
Because if sisters are Shaktis, then what about the brothers? Are you Shiv Pandav? You are also Shaktis. Shakti means power. So power is in both.
Bhavashyami
children have asked a question that Baba, what type of service will take place in the future? Baba has already told you before. That as far as possible,
chief guest,
and as much as possible, try to serve in such a way that people invite you on their stage and make you their chief guest. So increase this type of service. For that, approach the big associations or the big companies or societies.
On me. Fish.
And serve the instrument souls there and make them come closer, in close contact. Then, instead of you having to serve individuals at different times, you will be able to serve many souls at the same time. So, give more attention to this type of service and increase it further. Second thing, second thing, prepare speakers about big mics, that is separate. You have to prepare spokesmen who would speak for you, the big VIPs, that's different. But prepare speakers, that is people, those who come in your contact should be served. Who would then serve others? Serve those souls who would understand this Gyan and then be able to speak on different occasions in different places, and they speak for you. Instead of you having to give gyan to people, they speak for you. They should say that this knowledge is very accurate. at this time, they do appreciate the peace here, the love here. They have gone to that extent, and they say in their speeches that they received so much love here and they experienced peace here. They only mention about these two qualities only. They say, we got so much love here. We experience lots of peace here. All this now they say that it's a wonder of Brahma Baba. He has done so much, so they have reached to that extent of singing praise of Brahma Baba. But who did it through Brahma Baba? It is actually the wonder of Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba. They haven't gone to that extent yet.
Finish.
Baba congratulates the foreign children because you are very courageous. And you bring IPs closer, and day by day, every year, you bring more and more, and in this way you are moving forward, bringing more IPs in your contact. But Bab Dada, wishes that you have such souls who may not be many but 10, 15 if not more, who have a high position, who are very influential, and when they speak many people are influenced. Such individuals, whether they are from Bharat or from foreign lands, you have to make them come closer, make them understand the gyan, the knowledge, so that they begin to realize that this knowledge is being given by God Himself, and they imbibe this knowledge and explain to others as well. Of course, it needs some hard work, but after the Diamond Jubilee year, after the Diamond Jubilee year, if you want the Father to be glorified, then you have to serve for that now. Because when will you make the Father become revealed? You have to do that effort in this year. And for that, you have to make the big VIPs your spokesmen. In how many countries do you have centers? In 62 countries, is it? 62 countries. So before the bigger mics come, the bigger spokesmen come, who will speak for you to influence many, many souls, you have to first make the smaller IPs in close contact with you. Who will speak for you on their stage? Even in Bharat, there are many souls who can become your spokesman. The Father will be revealed only when others will prove that God comes here. Just as the service you have done up to now, has led to other souls introducing you on their stages. So in this way, expansion of service has taken place. And since from the time others have started inviting you on their stages and have told on their stages that really in Mount Abu there is so much love, so much peace, it is like heaven there. So they speak about you and this task on their stage, and that influences many souls. So to that extent your service has reached and you have served, and for that congratulations. However, what will you do in the future? Make souls come so much in close contact that you are able to give them the knowledge. You have to serve them individually. Especially those who have a voice in the society, you have to serve them individually. Tell them the depth of knowledge. Make them understand the depth. And for that, make the souls who are already in close contact, serve them and bring them here. You have prepared the field. The soil is ready. But now it is needed to sow the seed of the knowledge of the Father, the recognition of God in them. The time for that is come, and you have to keep the aim of doing this type of service now. It may take you some time, but keep the aim, and if the aim is kept, then you will definitely get success. Otherwise, before, you used to think You know, before, at the beginning, the Dadi especially, they used to think, how will people from abroad come here? But now, see, in your retreats forum, 250 came. So many came. So the soil is ready. You have already prepared it. You have plowed the field. Now, prepare such a group. Leave aside the different controversial points, maybe about God being omnipresent. You may not describe that in detail, but at least they should understand that there is God's power working here. It's not Brahma's power working. Brahma's power is not separate from God's power, but it is God's power working through Brahma. So in this way they will get recognition of the Supreme Soul. This is God's task happening here. It is not just some power working or some divine power working, but it is God's power working. That's what they should feel. So, when will the end come? It will come only when they really begin to recognize that it is God's work. So whatever you have done up to now, that is very good. It has been very, very good. But now, you have to do more and more, better and better. Baba knows that you have to really work very hard for it. Baba knows it. But you will have to do it. A program in which you could invite such people who could then become your spokesman and speak for you. Let it be in small groups, doesn't matter, depending on the type of people, and serve them accordingly. Did you understand what you have to do? Okay. To all the children in all four directions who have congratulated the father today on his birthday. To all the children who are always combined with the father. All the children who with great zeal and enthusiasm move forward themselves and also make others move forward. Who are always going ahead in service to such true servers, Bab Dadas. Multi-million times congratulations, greetings, along with love and remembrance along with the remembrance and love and remembrance from the father. The father is also accepting the love and remembrance sent by the children. Baba is seeing how everyone has song of greetings in their hearts. Baba, greetings to you on this day of, on this day. So Baba takes the greetings and in return gives the greetings to you for this day. Yad Pyar, love and remembrance, the confluence of love and remembrance, your remembrance and love to Baba and Baba's love and remembrance to you. So in this way, love and remembrance to everyone and Namaste, salutations. Baba wants to say something more. Today, the child gave good news to Baba, means Baba's referring to Gulzar Dadi, that the child brought good news to Baba that in this group there are some children who have not got angry for the whole year. So, when a ceremony of them will happen, then these souls will be told to come forward and you will see their faces and Baba will also see their faces and they'll come on the stage.
जानते हाथ नहीं उठाया हो और
Those who did not raise their hand when Dadiji asked about who were free from anger for the whole year, even if you have not raised your hand, but now you think that you did not get angry for 1 year, you may also come on the stage when you are asked for. What are you thinking? Some of you are thinking that, oh, how I wish I would have also not have got angry for the whole, in the whole year. Are you thinking like that? How I wish I would not have got angry at any time. Are you thinking like that? Everyone, whether he is in this land or in other lands, everyone, whether they are in this land or in other lands, right from the beginning of this year, they are filled with great enthusiasm because what is the speciality of this year? Why everybody has so much zeal and enthusiasm? It's the Diamond Jubilee year, Dadi is saying. There is the joy of the Diamond Jubilee. And along with that, it is now ripe time for the success of your service, which is being shown or seen in the revealed form now. This is why the children are very enthusiastic to see the fruit. One is to see the fruit as a result of selfish motive. That fruit is temporary. But the other fruit is the fruit which you receive because of the selfless service that you do from the heart. So whatever you are receiving now is the result of your selfless service you have done for such a long time. Success increase, and in this way more and more service will increase. You are the instrument soul, so keep the aim. then the rays of enthusiasm coming from your aim will make everyone become determined. They too will say, we too must do it, we will do it. You are doing it, but your enthusiasm is giving others the courage and enthusiasm to do more and more. Brahma Father and Shiv Father. The recognition of both has to be spread in the children, that is, more and more children are to get the recognition of both. You're also hearing what Baba is speaking to the dadis. So you are the arms of these dadis. Without you, even the dadis cannot do anything. Baba is speaking to the other sisters, teachers sitting in the front. These ones, the dadis, are the one who will give you the plans. They will create the thoughts of enthusiasm, but who will carry out those thoughts into action? Who will carry out those thoughts into action? Who will do that? Say yes, say we. Why don't you say that? Why are you afraid to say we? Why are you hesitating in replying, we are the ones? You are the arms, and if you think that you are arms and serve as arms of these dadis, then your body consciousness, I said in body consciousness, will not be there. That is, you won't say I with body consciousness, because you're only the arms. The first foreign service are also sitting here. The first jewels of foreign service are also sitting here. The wave of enthusiasm is very good at the moment. There is no need to fill enthusiasm in souls now. The enthusiasm is already there. What you have to do now is to fill strength in them along with the enthusiasm. The enthusiasm is there, but fill strength in it. You are very good instrumental souls. And you are very close to Bap Dada. You're very close to Baba, aren't you? Or are you too far in distant lands, in foreign lands? Where are you? Are you close? Bab Dada is also very happy and he sings, "Wah, my right hands. How great are my right hands." You are the right hands, aren't you? Most of the work is done with the right hand, is it not? Baba's right hands are in every place. But the first jewels, the jewels of the beginning, in foreign service, they have to make other souls also move forward more and more. The only task left still to do is that wherever you find souls a little bit tired of doing too much, or they feel that they are working very hard, then you need to give them some or the other cooperation and increase their enthusiasm. This is your task now. Baba is talking to the senior sisters here, sitting in the front, the teachers. All the teachers, Baba is referring to them. You are in particularly, you are particularly instrumental, the ones sitting in this front. There's Jayanti Ben, Maureen Ben, Denise Ben, so many. So Baba is telling them, do you consider yourselves to be instrumental? Say, Jayanti, say, do you consider yourself to be the instrument? Hope you don't get tired. It is good. All the teachers are very good and majority of you have full confidence, you are very courageous. Isn't it? You have also now come to know how to be free from obstacles, is it not? Before you used to get frightened. Now you don't get frightened that much. You have become courageous. Because on one hand you receive the Father's love, and on the other hand you receive the strength you get from the service you do. So both are giving you the courage.